And the 71st Psalm that we're going to walk through this morning is David answering those deepest heart cries that all of us in enough years are going to face because they're universal to us. Life is a collection of problems and troubles that are always with us. And either we're just getting through some or right in the middle of some or we're headed into some troubles. That's just how life is. In fact, Job 5,000 years ago says that man is born for trouble as sparks fly upward on a campfire. And what he's saying is that just as much as the physical laws of the universe say that things that are hot rise and that hot air rises and that those sparks are carried aloft, he said just so much in the spiritual world, God has ordained in his creation that in his creations that bear his image, when they go through life, they are born for troubles and they can't escape it. I watched the bees and the butterflies yesterday. I was out trimming the roses and I thought how carefree their lives are. When they were going from one pretty flower to another, they were drinking water out of the pool and then drinking water and nectar from the flowers. And they were just unconcerned about anything. And they just spun back to their little home with all their friends and went back and forth all day long. And I thought, and here I am worried if I'm going to get all this trimmed in the little time I have before winter comes. And we are born for trouble. And that's part of life. But the scriptures tell us that every day we have a choice, either to focus on ourselves and live thinking about my troubles, my problems, my misfortune, my woes. And there will always be some. If you look hard enough, you'll find them. Or to focus on God, his plans, his promises, his purpose, his faithfulness to guide our lives to the end. Now, some people have said that life is a collection of mountains and valleys. You ever heard that idea? Either you're up here and everything's going great, or you're down here and everything's not. But that's not really a biblical perspective on life. Although God does say that he is the God of the mountains and the God of the valleys, but that's because the context was that they thought false gods were more working in one place or the other, and God just said, I work everywhere. But our life is not mountaintop sometimes and valleys other times. Actually, our life seems to be a parallel track of problems and God's wonderful plans. And we can either focus on this side or on this side. So basically, we have a choice in life. God wants us to look at life and all of its struggles through the lens of his word. He wants us to see him and his plans being worked out in our life as we go through each day. And that's what David shows us. Now, first of all, and I want you to survey this with me, and you might want to write this down or mark it in your Bible or take notes or something, or just sit back and really try and soak it in. David surveys for us the unending struggles that lie ahead for most of us. Now, a few in this room are already in the thick of this. But for the rest of us, here's what's ahead. Okay, and he tells us, first of all, in verses 1 and 2, David begins this psalm reminding us that when we get older, confusion increases. Look what he says. He says, in you, O Lord, I put my trust. Don't let me be put to shame. Deliver me. Let me escape. Incline your ear to me. What he's saying is, he says, I don't know where to go. I don't know. Don't let me do something wrong. Reminds me so much of older people that say, oh, I hope, you know, they have friends that when they get older, they start doing things that they shouldn't, you know, do, and they kind of lose track, and they're not aware of what they say, we call it Alzheimer's today, they used to call it senility, there are all kinds of things, and they just say, oh, I don't want to be put to shame. Do you know what he says? He says confusion is going to increase. The older we get, the slower our minds go, the easier it is for us to get confused. Life continues to move fast. We slow down. Our minds and bodies can't keep up the pace, and this prompts confusion. On Highway 51, some of those entrance ramps are so short when you're going toward downtown. Have you ever had an older person in a gigantic car kind of not know what to do? They just can't seem to get onto that highway, and the cars pile up behind them. It's just life is too fast, and that reminds me of the bottleneck that goes through many people's minds. Life continues to go at highway speeds, but my car isn't. My mind can't. And so we get confused with too many choices, too fast a pace, too short a time period to process all the above, makes for freezing up of our ability to make decisions. And this confuses us in what we should do. So, David says, the older you get, confusion increases. The little confusions you have when you're little get bigger and bigger and bigger when you're older. So when confusion increases, what should we do? Well, look what David does. He declares his unwavering choice, his godly habit. He says this in verse 1. In thee, O Lord, I put my trust. David learned to flee to the Lord instead of living in confusion. When he couldn't remember what he should do, he just fled the Lord. He says, in thee, O Lord, I put my trust. I don't know what to do. Don't let me be put to shame. Now, I've told you this story so many times. I love it. Amazing Grace, John Newton, he had what we would call Alzheimer's the last 2 years of his life. He was the most well-known man in St. Giles, the chaplain to the Queen. He lost his mind, we would say. And they had to keep him in bed. They had to watch him so he wouldn't wander. And in his bed he would sit, and all the royalty and all the nobility and all the common people would stream through his house. And his biographers tell us that he said the same thing to everyone that came to his bed. He said, I don't know who you are. I don't know who I am. But this I know, I was a great sinner, and Jesus is a great Savior. Now, I hope I play that record when I lose my mind and when I can't remember, and I hope you do too. If in thee, O Lord, I put my trust, he'll never let us be put to shame. And that was David's hope. He learned to flee to the Lord instead of living in confusion. Look at the second verse. David learned to cry to the Lord before giving up to his trouble. He said, deliver me in your righteousness, cause me to escape, incline your ear to me, save me. They're all a whole successive, just a staccato of his cries to the Lord. So when confusion came, David fled to the Lord instead of living in confusion. He cried to the Lord before he gave in to his troubles.